for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hello, it is I, Victoria, your DM, and I'm so excited because A, I get to say hello, which I have not recorded myself saying hello in a long time, it feels like. And secondly, we've kind of been on a bit of a hiatus, and I wanted to say thank you for sticking around while we kind of figured things out. It was a combination of there's some health issues and then just quite frankly, some of the good old Panini Blues. And also because, well, this is huge news for us. This is big news for us. We have joined a new network. And this is the first episode that we have on the new network. And this is the day that it's being announced. And we're super excited. We have joined Fable and Folly. Now, we had a whole bunch of back end stuff to do with our back catalog. Change loudness settings and file types and all sorts of stuff. But so that took time and I didn't want to have to do a whole bunch more. So we kind of held off until we got that already. So we have joined Fable and Folly. They are a fantastic network. They have great shows like Alba Salix, The Royal Physician, The End of Times and Other Brothers, DM to GM, The Amelia Project, who's some other people, We Fix Space Junk, Harlem Queen, Dungeons and Dragons, whom you know Russ being on our show as Anton, Facing Fate, The Orphans, and like there's so many more. There are a ton of shows on this network and really good. So you can check them out at fableandfolly.com. You're going to hear a lot of bumpers and things like that of different shows that are on the network. So please check them out. And what else? Oh, it also means now this is a network that does a lot of active ad sales. So we are going to have a lot more sponsors. And we are going to be doing a bunch of ad reads. And they're probably going to be in character. So they're going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to try to make them as interesting and funny and wholesome as we possibly can. So yeah, that will be a bit of a change. Anything else? No, I don't think so. I think I covered it. All right, well, let's get to it. After losing their friend and mentor, Anton, the Broads ran into their old friend, Buckminster, on the rotting battlefield. After performing some dental work on Twisted Shadowfey, they finally arrive at Imamar,
They're there to find the Iron General. What waits for them after this? You're listening to The Broadswords. Starring Kristen Flemons as Yulari's Roaring Horn, our wizard witch.
You sure you want to do that after the wall?
Tracy Gibbons as Keela, the high elf bard scald.
And perhaps some food?
Lovable tiefling barbarian Maybree is played by B. Zelda.
What is your arm wrestling score?
And then there's me, Victoria Rogers, your DM.
And we have leveled up.
Woo!
Ding, 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 ding. Now level 9.
So powerful.
So let's talk a little bit about what y'all chose. Why don't we start with you, Tracy?
Oh boy. Okay, so scalds don't get a ton at level 9, but one of the big things that I got was an increase to my proficiency bonus from +3 to +4. Which means that I now have a +10 acrobatics and a +10 persuasion. So Ooh. I can persuade you while doing some sick flips. And then the other thing that I got was I got another spell, as well as I now have level 3 spell slots. So I chose the spell Bestow Curse. I probably should have looked it up what it does, because I leveled up like a month ago and I've forgotten. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you touch a creature and they have to succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become cursed. So the curse can be, they can have, you choose a nature of the curse. So they can have disadvantage on ability checks and saving throws, or disadvantage on attack rolls. You can do one where they have to make a wisdom saving throw at the start of each of its turns. And if it fails, it does nothing with its action. Or you deal an extra 1d8 necrotic damage to the target.
You can do a lot of stuff with that.
Yeah, it's really versatile. That's why I liked it.
So story-wise, narratively, why is Keela interested in this spell?
I think she's interested in the spell because of what we've been seeing as we've been traveling. We've seen so many cursed and unfortunate beings. I think that maybe it's taking her to a little bit of a darker place in her spell casting.
Influenced by Rashomon.
Mm-hmm.
B.
My level up was pretty underwhelming. I got more health. And, yep. I think that was it.
Nice.
And your proficiency bonus.
Yeah, the proficiency bonus. I mean, yeah, we all got that. And that was nice. But I mean, I also got something called Brutal Critical, which I am going to do my best to remember that I can do. Beginning at 9th level, you can roll one additional weapon damage die when determining the extra damage for a critical hit with a melee attack. And that's so cool, but I don't know if I've ever even crit with damage, or crit ever as Maypree, so we'll see. We'll see. You know, maybe this is like, by speaking it into the universe, I will make it true.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe it will. I mean, that, and you know what? That extra damage could come in clutch, you know?
Totally.
In a moment when you least suspect it and everything looks dire and you're like, oh, yeah.
Do all the damage. I can only hope.
Kristen.
So I also had my proficiency bonus go up and I got some more health. So slightly less squishy, slightly more proficient. And the only big thing that happens as a wizard slash witch at 9th level is you get a single spell slot at 5th level. So I got to pick 2 more spells to put into my potential 1 spell slot. And it was actually pretty easy because I picked these when we turned to level 8. And I neglected to notice that you can't have 5th level spells at level 8. So just reprising that choice, I took Scrying and Telekinesis.
Nice, 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 nice. So why, narratively, is Yulari's picking these spells to learn?
So scrying, I think, is a pretty one that she's pretty intent on, because a lot of the stuff that has happened over the last like season and a bit has been due to forces that the three of the broads didn't necessarily understand, couldn't get quite a read on what the factors at play were, what forces were pulling their strings. And that was really frustrating. And so I think through scrying, she wants to try and gain a little bit more control and understanding over the situation and not be so much of a whim of higher powers, be able to understand what's happening a little bit more. And then telekinesis, sometimes you just got to get angry and pick something up and throw it away. So if you can do that with magic and pick up something really big and toss it the heck away from you, that's very satisfying. For instance, if she'd had telekinesis, maybe she could have just picked up the scary massive bones and thrown that away instead of banishing it along with her friend.
Yep. I knew you were going to say that.
Par exemple.
But if the friend is grappled by said thing.
You know, it's sort of on a situation by situation basis, but, you know, it at least broadens the toolkit. Also, like, not Yalari's, but as Kristen, I just really like the idea of like looking at a huge enemy and just like with your mind being like, doesn't matter that I'm a scrawny half human, half elf. I'm going to pick you up and suspend you in the air and like do the like dog in a swimming pool thing where their little legs kick and they can't go anywhere, even though they're a big, scary monster. That's very that fills me with satisfaction. That image of like the little Corgo legs in the pool. Go kick, kick, kick. So ineffectual. Yeah. So that's my goal with that spell, is I would like to pick up a monster and render it useless.
All right. I'm
maybe
sure.
Well, may pre-whales on it and gets critical damage.
Yeah.
I'm sure that can be arranged pretty easily. All right. So if we'd leveled up, we got our stuff. Let's get back into this then. We left off with a very prolonged goodbye with Buckminster. And you have been left standing just outside of this weird door that leads into a section of the Iron Lord's palace. Well, it's not really a palace, it's like a fortress. Mm-hmm. And there are two guards, one on each side. You've been let in because you are... We're brought here with the prince. So you're important. Thanks, personages, prince, according to these guards. But you're not that important that you went into the fortress with the prince. You're parting ways. So they're just kind of letting you do your thing. They're just standing there at attention at their posts. And you are in a corner of a courtyard.
So should we go and find the person that we got to deliver the letters to, the Iron General?
The general, yes, yeah. I think. And then perhaps a nap.
And perhaps some food and drinks.
Ooh.
Lots of drinks.
You hear like a little goat tummy rumble.
Yeah, I mean, this place has got to have good booze. I mean, where there's soldiers, there's alcohol. I think that's the saying.
It's one of the inviolable rules of the universe, yes.
So do we look for somebody dressed in iron?
You there. Is there a guard nearby?
Yes. There's two guards.
I hail them.
They look at you.
We have urgent communique for the Iron General. Can you direct us in their direction?
They look at you and then look at... the tube. How are you carrying that tube, Maypri?
What am I picturing? Like, is it big?
It's like this big. It's about like a foot long.
Okay.
And, you know,
probably under my arm.
The size of an apple round.
Okay. Yeah. Under my arm. Keeping it warm.
Okay. They see that you have one of these tubes and it has a seal on it. So they're like, oh, Yes. The Iron General is at the front gate.
Which direction is the front gate?
East.
Which direction is east?
And he looks at all of you a bit strangely and points east.
Thank you.
Just follow the eastern road.
It's cloudy. We can't. We follow the eastern road.
Yep.
All right. You go walk through the fortress gates with you may pre- since you're inside and you are leaving, they don't question it at all. And you begin to walk out of the fortress area. The city of Immelmar is you've been here before. It's filled with longhouses with that are, you know, like stone at the bottom as the foundation, and then you have wood and wicker and all sorts of things like that up top. And then you have this area is the longhouses are really well kept. There are a lot of murals painted on the walls of brightly colored flowers. And there are some that try to be a little bit more artistic with spirits that are imbued into a tree kind of thing. And this is, you know, this is the where the important personages of Immelmar live that you are wandering through. And this eastern gate, this eastern road appears to be, it's the main road from the front gate all the way to the fortress. So it is filled with shops as you get further down and out of the residential area. And it seems to be well-traveled and well-kept. However, the city has been under siege. It's been attacked. So there are bits of rubble around from where catapults and things like that have shattered homes. You see a lot of tents around. You see people out in the streets barefoot, even though it's getting colder. It's well kept, I say, the street, but it's still dirty. It's just not as dirty as the rest. And it stinks. There's been a lot of people who haven't had enough water to take baths in one place.
All right, that longhouse, I think, looks the most important.
Let's try it.
Yeah, do we just walk in? I can't remember the, like, process or the rules. Yularis, how do I knock first?
I walk in. Were...
Okay.
This is the largest longhouse by the front gate. You walk in and you find yourself in a... It looks almost like a shop, but there isn't anything in the front of house. There's just a counter, and behind them looks like to be a warehouse.
Is there anyone about for me to yell at?
There is a person whose back is to you. They have a clipboard and they are doing something with that clipboard and a pen.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you, but we're looking for the Iron General. Could you assist us?
They look up and look over. The Iron General?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They should be on the walls.
How do we get on the walls?
Let me roll something.
I mean, I can try climbing. I don't know if it's going to go well, but I could try.
I've never climbed a wall before.
Yeah, so
you've never climbed a wall.
No.
Seems uncharacteristic for you.
I mean, it does. I think maybe we should change that.
I've gone through some walls. Never climbed one. So sorry, you were saying?
They notice the tube and they say, oh, right. Well, there's a small alley that leads directly just outside of this door. If you turn right and then turn right again, just follow that. That will lead you to a staircase.
Perfect. And
thank
good
you.
Good soldier, what was your name? I will commend you to your officer.
I'm just this warehouse person.
What good warehousing you are doing.
Thanks.
Warehouse on.
Thank you.
And yeah, Mipri's going to turn around and start marching in the direction of those directions.
All right, turn right, you turn right again, you walk down the alley, and lo and behold, there's a stone staircase built into the wall. And you go up the staircase?
Or do you climb the wall?
Is this my moment? How tall is this wall?
Keela's like, when you ask yourself, is this the moment? Keela's like, at your one shoulder, nodding enthusiastically.
I'll just, like, put out my hand for the tube, just in case, you know?
Oh, yeah, here, it's a little warm. It's been under my armpit for a while.
Lovely.
Okay, how tall do we think this wall is? Gonna gaze up.
So, we're just gonna say they're 40 feet tall.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
These are good walls.
Yes, it's quite these tall. Are solid walls. They're 6 meters thick and 40 feet tall.
That's so much stone. Oh my goodness.
Mipri will gaze up and up. You think I can climb that wall?
Oh, totally.
Okay. There's some, can I do a perception check to see if I can find any pythons?
In the wall?
Oh, on the ground. This place has been ravaged. I'm sure there's just equipment strewn around. I just need
You don't need perception to look around and see that there are no pythons to climb the wall.
Darn.
I feel like that's something that's just in most of our backpacks though, isn't it?
I have never truly looked in my equipment bag. What?
Didn't we lose all that stuff?
Oh yeah, that's true.
In one of our many shipping adventures.
You got all of your basic equipment though, again, when you left Erling.
I thought I rolled and lost mine.
Not from Erling.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, no, you would have been outfitted at Erling before you left.
Okay.
Can I have some pythons?
What kind of bag did you get? I'm being serious about this.
I have an adventuring backpack.
Okay, what's an adventuring backpack?
They don't traditionally come with pythons. It's just like tinderbox, torch, water skin, rope, rations.
Then no, you don't have pythons.
Grip strength
only.
Okay, I
have an entertainer's pack. Let me check if there might be pythons in an entertainer's pack.
There's definitely none in the scholar's pack, I can tell you that much.
I don't have any, but I do have some costumes.
I have some sand for setting ink.
Well, that's cool, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to help me climb the wall. I mean, I can
This is pure athletics.
We'll see you up there.
Okay. See you soon.
Hilarious takes the stairs.
Oh, I don't. It's an athletics check?
It'd be athletics or acrobatics, but I know for Mapri, athletics is the way to go.
Are you seriously gonna flip up that wall? How are you gonna do that?
Well, you could take a running leap, kind of do a thing, and then grab onto a thing and swing up, and then swing
very
up.
Breath of the Wild
sounds like some shit to me.
Listen, y'all, I've been watching a lot of Rush Hour lately, and I Jackie Chan can get up a wall. I feel like Keela can get up a wall, and I kind of want to do it A to encourage Mapri, and B because it sounds like the more fun way to get up to the top of the wall.
Do you have any words of inspiration for me before you go up that wall?
Yeah, sure. I will say, Mapri, let's climb the wall for the sake of climbing a wall and give you some inspiration.
Thanks. What did you add again? D8.
D8. I rolled a 16.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
18 plus 6,
24.
Okay. So, this was a really hard DC.
Wait, hold on. I didn't roll the inspiration.
Yes, add the inspiration to
26.
Hey, 26. That's awesome.
Thank you. I felt really bolstered.
Yeah, so...
Beefcake.
This was a really hard DC. It was a DC of 20. Because this is a 40-foot tall wall.
It's a 40-foot tall.
It's not like a mountain range that you can climb, per se. It's a wall. You don't outright fail horribly and hurt yourself and make a like a big kerfuffle, because you rolled a 16 and that's pretty good. You gave a solid effort. So what does that solid effort and like that, like you made it two-thirds of the way up before you were like, nope?
I think what happens is in the beginning, I do start graceful. There is like, you know, a flagpole and I'm able to kind of do like a flip up it onto like a good rock to get some good foot bounce off of. And it starts great, but I think I start to lose momentum about two-thirds of the way up and I find myself in sort of a dead hang. But there are the stairs there and I'm able to kind of push myself in such an angle to land with, I don't know if I'd say grace, but I wouldn't say clumsiness in the way that I land. It's just an acceptable landing.
Maypree, so you got 6 above the DC level. You were pretty outstanding in this athletic climb. What's this like?
Your description earlier really, really resonated with like Breath of the Wild Link when he's climbing the mountains, because it's these absurd feats of strength where he just like, they, like so Maypree, she grabs up like on with one arm and then with the strength of her one arm and all the muscles in her back, she's able to heave herself up and with that momentum, grab onto another handhold with her left hand and like stabilize herself with her feet. And it's just like from the stairwell, you just hear like, ugh, ha, ha. Just these really outlandish sounds as she's just pulling herself just through sheer force of will up this 40-foot tall wall.
And this is, I imagine Maypree is like barely using her feet at all. It's just like all of her back almost.
You
know?
You put them on the wall.
Like we only had a short rest since we got pummeled. Right? So
yeah,
we're all still like dirty and sweaty and bloody.
Oh, you still have levels of exhaustion.
Oh. Oops. Sorry.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Exhaustion level 1. That's very fair. What does that mean again?
Disadvantage, I think, on skill checks.
Yep.
100%. Oh my God. So like.
Oh no.
Starts off looking cool.
Sorry. I rolled a 5, so I'm down to 15 from 16. I feel like my consequences are about the same.
Yeah.
DM?
Well, you aren't exhausted, Tracy, because it's just Maypree, because Maypree was using a feat that...
Reckless.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
17.
17 total. Okay, so it's...
Plus Bardic Inspiration?
I don't think I get to use it twice. Oh, well, it's on the same... I didn't know how to work that out.
It's for the same roll, so it's plus 2, so it's 19.
Yeah.
So you do a solid effort, but it is just proves to be too much for you. So it starts off with you heaving like Link and making those sounds. But then what happens?
Oh my God, I get so tired. Just, I've never climbed this much wall. And eventually, like, her hands give out and then she just slides, probably losing some skin along the way.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not great. No, it's not great.
Oh, geez. What?
And then hits the ground. You want me to roll some damage?
Yeah, I will actually roll some of that for you.
I 5 will actually, damage. If I can see Maypree sliding down the wall, can I see her from the stairs?
Yep.
I'll cast Featherfall on her.
What does that look like then?
I think it's like Maypree goes like shooting up past us, like with her amazing upper back strength. And you sort of just like cartoon style, like Yularius and Yularius Jr. like whoop, watch her go up and then. Ooh, but you see Maypree start sliding down. It's just a little like reach out and just tap and like little like burst of light. And Maypree just kind of goes whoosh, 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 whoosh all the way down. We keep climbing the stairs.
I can't feel my arms anymore.
Stairs only need legs.
Okay. She'll try like pull herself up without the use of her arms because it hurts. This is probably why I've never climbed a wall before. Oh, heck. And she'll follow just a lot more slower than everybody else now.
So I'm imagining we get up to the top before Kayla and Mapri catch up then.
Yes.
Is there anyone general looking? A general general?
You do. And in fact, you see someone. They are in really nice armor. It's very functional armor. And mm-hmm. it has some dings on it, but it's well maintained. And she has her hair cropped really short. She has a fancy blade, like the pommel of her blade looks a bit fancier than most. And she has a cloak, and the clasp of the cloak is like her insignia of her rank.
Cool.
And she is currently talking to three other soldiers, two of which look to be just soldiers, and one looks to be some sort of officer of some sort.
How far down are Keela and Mapri if I look down the staircase?
I mean, they wasted a lot of time going up that wall.
They did. I'm just going to walk over to the Iron General. Clear my throat in my most posh lady seeking attention way. The Iron General, I presume.
Who's this?
Ylaris Roinghorn. I apologize for the interruption, but we come bearing an urgent communique for your person that was supposed to be delivered by Anton of the Scalds, but unfortunately he did not manage to complete the trip, and I will show her the roll.
Maybe Cree has the tube.
No.
Oh, no, I took it from her as she started to climb the wall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For safekeeping.
Honestly, right, the best decision we could have ever done.
All right.
She needed those arms and those armpits for the climbing. Armpits are very, very important for climbing.
The Iron General takes the tube, inspects it, sees that there's still the seal on it, and then takes their belt knife from their belt, pops the seal, opens it up, resheathes their belt, and then pulls out a message. And they read this message while you stand there. They're very just read quickly. You can see their mouth just lightly moving with the words. I'm gonna say that reading in Rashomon is similar to how reading was in ancient Rome. Most people couldn't read silently. They could only read out loud.
Interesting.
So, just because the language in it of itself was just kind of odd. So people... Caesar, just random aside, Caesar was one of the few people who could read in his head, and he was considered to be exemplary because he could do that. Anywho, I'm going to...
That classics education is coming out right now.
So do I understand then what she's sort of murmuring to herself as she reads it?
You hear some words that are similar to... It's more of along the lines of where they could take the battle that would help them, where the land in and of itself would help them and be beneficial to them, because the Rashemi spend so much time with the spirits and honoring the spirits of the earth and their environment. They have a really good rapport with the environment, the countryside, in and of itself. So it's because this is all information from the Hathrin, so it's all kind of mystical in nature.
Right.
So you just kind of hear some parts of words and here and there, so you get kind of what it's about, but not what the direct orders are.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine, especially if it's about location, Dielary's grasp of Rashomon's geography is loose. Knows a few key points, but not a lot of the details.
And as she finishes reading, the two of you reach the top of the stairs.
My arms are so sore.
Well, it was a good attempt. We both tried really hard.
This is why going through walls is definitely better.
I mean, it's faster. I don't know if it's better.
It's a matter of opinion, you know?
May I present my colleagues, Keela and Maybree?
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi.
Nice to meet you, Iron General. We have brought you a missive from our... Oh, did you already... Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
Yes, thank you. You said that Anton wasn't able to complete the trip.
We were attacked on our journey over, and he, I believe, was sucked back to the Shadowfell along with the entity that besieged us.
Another name to add to the prayers.
Yes.
Thank you.
He was a good man. He was a mentor of sorts to me, and... Well, I'm not one for praying, really, but I'll pray for him tonight.
Good. Maypree, Keela, Yalaris. I know these names.
Oh. Oh, no.
Good things, right?
Seems unlikely.
You're to go to the Vermiani Stronghold.
Yes. That is our final destination.
Well, according to these orders, she waves the paper at you. It appears that you are to meet someone at the harbor. You will be going north through Lake Ashane, as opposed to the road. The road is not safe at this time.
Hilarious just mutters under her breath. Boats.
Well, Hilarious, it's either boats or horrific entities on the road, so...
I'd call that one a 50-50 draw, but... Boats it is. Does it mention who we are supposed to be meeting?
She looks down further at the paper. Tethryn. Cowan.
Cowan!
You know Cowan?
Yeah, we do.
We do.
It's been some time.
We fought with them. They were really cool.
Kinder times, but it will be nice to see a friendly face.
Yes. It's always good. Well, here, take this. This will mark you as my guest. If you go to the barracks, I will ensure that you get a night's rest and a meal before you go.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. We've been on the road fighting for a long time.
Mm-hmm. So, like, these barracks, do you ever go there? And, like, what is your arm wrestling score? You got really strong arms. I mean, look at them.
She eyes you briefly for a moment. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
Keela's in the back, like nodding encouragingly, like very enthusiastically.
I just elbow May Parade under my breath. You sure you want to do that after the wall?
Yes, she does want to do that. Right, Maybree?
I have time to short rest.
Maybree's arms are just, like, hanging limp and useless at her sides. Just, like, shrugging, but no arms can
shakes
move.
Shakes her torso and they just noodle.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll heal you, it's fine. I need noodle to see arms. This.
Okay, yeah, we'll be there. Thank you. You've been super helpful.
Anything for allies.
Thank you. And, I guess we'll... head toward the barracks if there's not anything we want to check out along the way.
Back down those stairs that it took us so long to get up.
Do you want to try the wall again?
Can you just, if I jump, can you feather fall me down?
I think that might have been my last spell slot because we haven't, like, long rested since the battle. So I think that was my last level one spell slot, if I am not mistaken. So
okay.
No.
We'll use the stairs.
That would have been hilarious if I'd said yes, though, and then realized I couldn't.
No!
Oh, no! I have a lot of hit points, but still. You know, can't survive everything.
I feel like Yalaris is probably like, yeah! No. No, don't do that.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Or some other time when we're not in the middle of a war.
Right. She'll look around. It's really hard to forget that, but sometimes, you know, you just get caught up in the moment.
A few weeks, we all survive, we can go skydiving to your heart's content.
Okay, I would like that a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
We will see you again on the 21st of June. Oh, and by the way, we are doing a fundraiser stream on Thursday the 10th. That'll be on the Play Renegade, Renegade Games Studios Twitch channel. You can find it on our social media. We're playing some Kids on Bikes in support of AAPI and to stop American, Asian, and Pacific Islander hate and prejudice. So why don't you stop by? Bees DMing. See you then. This episode was brought to you by Roll20. That is a place where you can get your games up and going no matter the game. They've got it, or if they don't, you can easily import it. I use it all the time. And quite honestly, I've been using it since 2013. So I was an early adopter, and I use it a lot. Be quite honest, we use it when we play. Even though we play often Theater of the Mind, we will have it on. I'll have like splash pictures on there giving ambiance. I also have playlists all the time for our recordings, just to get everyone in the mood.
I am googling how tall are city walls.
Fortress walls.
Look up. Look way up.
It just says the height of walls varied widely by castle, but were often 2.5 to 6 meters thick.
Whoa. That's a lot of wall. Thick.
Yeah, that's a lot of wall.
6 meters thick? That's thick.
It's real thick.
You can tell I'm from a border city because I use both metric and imperial.
It's true.
That's the Canadian experience. Goodness.
We have been recording for 21 minutes and we have done nothing.
We leveled up. We met a nice warehouse keeper who refused to tell us their name.
I will still give them commendations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We asked for directions. We denied that we did not know the cardinal directions.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty busy, honestly.
Anything for people. Anything.
More than people.
Sorry.
Whoops, edit that one out, please, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
I mean, or no, keep it in.
No, 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 there's a blooper.
Bloopers.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like I can't say my own name.
And I think we'll end there.
Okay.
I love this, like, skydiving note. Like, I really want to have some sort of scene where we're doing, like, absurd, like,
what are the silliest ways jumping that you can use? Yeah, yeah. Like, what's it called? Base jumping.
Yeah.
What are the most ridiculous things that you can use your magic for?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do lots of things with Unseen Servant, obviously. We could do, like, I wonder if the Unseen Servant could give piggyback ride races.
I was gonna ask, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I also have hideous laughter and invisibility, and I feel like we could get some good.
Oh, yeah.
Good trouble with the combination of those two things.
I see a like post battle montage of like that, like piggyback races with invisible Unseen Servants, base jumping.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, like, I don't know, maybe we could try like glass blowing with just like burning hands or something.
Ooh. I don't know. I like it. I can cast darkness. That's about it. So
yeah,
a party in the darkness with us. Yeah.
What's
just go into the middle of a crowd and drop some darkness. And
what's the GPS one where you like geocaching? We could do geocaching with like locate object. Maybe
that would be a lot of fun.
We could do Burning Man with all my other spells.
Yeah, really, really. That one sums it all up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to hit stop.
Yeah, me too.
Dialogue editing by Ryan Bolter. Sound design by Victoria Rogers. Theme music by Victoria Rogers. All other music in this episode was by Dresden the Flamingo. Songs heard were Cookies, Paul Hollywood, and Snacky Snacks.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.